Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara is in the middle of the Machlokes Rabbi Meir or Behuda, the Machlokes about Hektish. The Mishnah says if someone's Mekadesh an issue with something that's Hektish, according to Rabbi Meir, if it's Bemezid, it works, the Kedushin is Chal, and Beshegig, the Kedushin is not Chal. And Rabbi Yehuda holds faket, b'meizid the kedushin is not chal, b'shegig it is. And the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that there's a din called me'ila. If someone does me'ila by kachim, and one way to do me'ila is by spending the kachim, by taking the kachim and spending it, and being meitziyat l'chulin, so the me'ila, when it's b'shegig, is meitziyat l'chulin. That's a din of me'ila. The chi of me'ila, the carbon me'ila, is dafka when you meitziyat l'chulin. So that's the halach of Mila. When you're doing it b'shegik, hayais, the Torah wants you mechayiv with the carbon Mila. Mila is dafka b'chata v'shgaga. So Mela, the Torah is mechadash adin that it's yetzel l'chulin. So if someone doesn't know something is hektish and he spends it, he gives it away, so he's being meitzi l'chulin b'shegik, it becomes chulin. Mashenkim b'meizad l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. There is no Mila. Mela, there's no din that the hektish goes out l'chulin. So Meli can't be Mekadesh an issue with it, because it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to her, she never was kainit. So that's the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, why he holds that Hektish B'Shegig works, because it's Me'ila, and it goes out L'chulin, and Me'ila could be for Kedushin, and Me'ezah does not work, because it doesn't go out L'chulin, since there's no Chiv Me'ila. And Ramei holds Vaket, Ramei holds Me'ezah it's Mekadeshes, B'Shegig it's Ene Mekadeshes, why? So it may hold, according to the first pshat in the Gemara, that you don't need a chiv me'ila in order to go out l'chulin. As long as you decide you wanted to go out l'chulin, even b'mezid, even though there's no chiv me'ila, it's just a hizid b'me'ila, it's an issa me'ila, they also will go out l'chulin. But shegig, no. Shegig won't go out l'chulin. Shegig won't work. Why? Because since it's a tais, had you known it was hektish, you never would have done it. It's called a tais. It's a mekach tais. It's kedushe tais. So once it's Kedushay Tais, Kum Tais, you never had Dasi Maitzi L'chulin, it was a Tais. So since it's a Tais, it's not called Aitzal L'chulin Mechlal. So the Kedushin can't work, it's Kedushay Tais. And the Gemara says once it's a Tais, the Mela doesn't go out L'chulin because you never might see it. It's a Tais, the money goes back. So Mela Mela's Vakert. The maze that you could take something out from Kekdish to Chulin, as long, even though there's no Chiv, there's no carbon Me'ila, but the me'ila by mezid could also be meitzi l'chulin, and by shegig you can't, because every time you do it by shegig, if you didn't own it was hektish, you wouldn't have done it. So kundetz is a tais. So it's kedushin, it's mecha, it's not chal. If it's not chal, it's not eitzah. If it's not eitzah, it's not me'ila. Does state in the Gemara. That's the first pshat. But here in Dafnan Dal, the Gemara starts off with Rav Shita. The Rav holds no. Rav says, chazaynu akol atzadim shorim meiv, l'metzinu hektish b'shegig ein mischal b'mezid mischal. Which according to Rav Yishayim, it means like this. Avad in our Mishnah, it's Mukhrich, that Mezid is Mischal, according to Rav Meir. If you be Meitzi something from Hektish L'chulin be Mezid, you're able to Mechal it, you're able to get it out L'chulin. It's Aser, you're Iver and Iser. It's an Isim Ila, but it works. But to say that Rav Meir holds B'Shegig, it's not Mischal, and there's no Me'ila by Shegig, except by eating it or something like that, but by being Meitzi at B'Shegig, it doesn't work. Rav said that's not true. Rav Meir doesn't hold that way. So Rav Meir also doesn't hold this Kedushay Tais. Rav Meir would hold that if you take something hektish and mekadesh an issue with it, it would work, because it's not considered Kedushay Tais, and it would go out l'chulin, and male the Kedushin would be chal. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Rav Meir says b'shegig like Kiddush. Well, Mishnah seinu b'kas tis kunish shalei balu. Ha'el v'nitnu l'hanis pem, shalei nitnu teir l'malachei asharis. We're talking about kas tis kuna, big day kuna, shalei balu, that's still in use. And there's no din me'ila. There's no halacha of me'ila by big day kuna. And the me'ila won't go out l'chulin b'shegig, because there is no halacha of me'ila by big day kuna. And how come there's no halacha of me'ila by big day kuna? Because it's nitnu l'hanis ben. You could have an off from them. Because the ma'isa when the kahanim wear the big day kuna and do the aveda, as soon as they finish aveda, they can't go that second and take off the begadim. It's not shaykh. The hechrich is going to have to stay on them even after the avodah. Ay bezay. And them state that there's no me'ilah. So dafka by kastas kuna, there's no me'ilah kapanim by shegig, there's no me'ilah. That's why it may hold the kedusha is not chal. But by every other hektish, there would be me'ilah, and by shegig also the kedusha will be chal, will be yetzel v'chul. That's shittas rav. There is another pshat in the Gemara from the Rach, that the Rishonim bring the Rach's pshat, that holds fakert, that holds, that Reb Meir holds, by any other hektish, bein b'mezid, bein b'shegig, it does not go out l'chulin. Bein b'mezid, bein b'shegig, does not go out l'chulin by other hektish. It's dafka kastas kuna, since the kedusha is kila, it's less of a kedusha, because it's nitna l'hanis ben, that's why you could take it out b'mezid, and b'shegig, it's not kiddush, it's takal's tois. Like we learned before. So every other hektish, you can't take it out, not b'mezid, not b'shegig. Kastas kuna is an exception. There, you could be meitzi at l'chulim b'mezid, but not b'shegig, because b'shegig is considered kedusha tais, and mele won't go out l'chulim. That's the Rach's pshat. But Rav Yishayim, unlike Rashi, that according to Rav Meir, b'ein b'mezid, b'ein b'shegig, you could go out l'chulim. B'mezid go out l'chulim, and b'shegig, you do not say it's a tais. Kasas kuna is an exception that by shegig there's no din meila, so meila by shegig it won't go out lechulin al yedei that you might see it lechulin. Now there's a machlokes rishonim the extent of this lenit neter lemalche asheris. Is it a het lechatchila to wear the big de kuna even at b'shas aveda, or is it just a ptur meila? Pnei Yeshu is medayik in Rashi shalakach hukdeshu metchil lehonis dehen shegigin. We're actually eskavim lechalalon. That's what they were mukdesh tchila in order to have enough from them shegigin. As long as you're not meskavim lechalalon. So it sounds like there's a head lechatchila to have enough from them b'shegig. A kain would be allowed to wear the big dekuna shalay b'shas aveda. But later on daf samach vavam and aleph, the Gemara has a whole story with Yanai HaMelech that. There was a question about Yanai HaMelech, if his mother was a shvui, if he's a schal from the kuna, and Yanai HaMelech wanted to prove that he was a kayin, and therefore he put on the tzitz. There was someone who advised him, Eliezer ben Peira, to put on the tzitz, and Memela, the chachamim, who have a problem with it, will come out and say that you shouldn't put on the tzitz, and they'll be able to prove to them that he is a good kayin, and that's what happened, with very tragic results, Ayin Sham Al Kopanim. The question was, how is he allowed to put on the tzitz? So Rashi says there, because it says earlier, big de kuna nitna lehanis lehem. So Rashi l'chayr is mefurish l'shitasa here, that you allowed the chatchila to wear big de kuna shalei b'shas aveda. But Taisus over there says that the whole head there is l'nitna toyer l'malachei asharis, which means that you can't expect you to take off the begadim right away. But by vice Taisus, the regular that you could take off the begadim, you mechuyev take off the begadim, you're not allowed to keep the begadim on any longer than you have to. So Taisa says, it's dafka the tzitz, he brings Rabbeinu Tam, but the tzitz, it says, v'hoi al mitzchay tamid, the tzitz you're supposed to weave in shalei b'shas aveda. So l'chare b'ha pligi, Rashi holds that the din of l'nina tel amalchei asheris, in that din state the heter to wear the clothes shalei b'shas aveda. You can't take it off right away. Mainly we say that obviously the Torah meant that you could keep the begadim on shalei b'shas aveda even when you could take them off. And that's gufa the pshat in the Gemara. But Taisus holds that no, the pshat in the Gemara is to be bound. There's a din that you can't take it off either way and then state the p'tur for me'ila. The Ritva says over here the yisayit is because leiv bezdin masna lehim. Because if there wouldn't be a p'tur me'ila, so they'd always have to bring a carbon me'ila. Because you'd always have a problem that maybe he kept it on a second too long. Maybe he was chater b'shkaga. So Mela, if there would be a carbon me'ila by shegging, there'd be a problem by big dekuna. Every day the kohen would have to bring a carbon me'ila. Elamai and them state a p'tur from carbon me'ila. Lenin neter l'malchei asheris state that there's a p'tur from carbon me'ila. And Zakhtar Ritva, once there's a p'tur from carbon me'ila, so Mela, even if a case like our Mishnah, that someone who's not a kohen takes his big dekuna and gives it to an isha to mekadesh her b'shegig. Once we see a p'tur from karba me'ila, it's a lay plug. The Torah is not mechalik. The Torah has to mafkia kasas kuna from me'ila, because l'nid the Torah l'malachei asheris. And me'ila, no matter who uses the begadim, and no matter what is done with the begadim b'shegig, it might won't become me'ila. Because lay plug, the Torah is not mechalik. When there's a p'tur me'ila, even though the p'tur me'ila came because of the Torah l'malachei asheris, But the p'tur is across the board. But that's only a p'tur mila. But the heter to wear the clothing, you don't find the heter to wear the clothing. You only have a heter to wear the clothing b'shas avayda, and to take them off as soon as possible. Avada lenin etel amalchei sheres, but as soon as possible. Emma says it's a Gemara in Yuma. It's a shaila what the maskan of the Gemara in Yuma is. The Gemara in Yuma talks about this lahedya. The Gemara in the beginning of the seventh parak of Yuma, Tav Samach Tes, the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol has a right to, he could be kirei the Torah with the big dekuna. He could be kirei the Torah with its talis love and mishalei, either one he wants. So the Gemara brings the raya, since he could be kirei from its talis love and mishalei, he could wear his own begadim, so you see it's not an avayda to be kirei the Torah. So then you see that you're allowed to use the big dekuna even if it's not an avayda. So the Gemara is matcha that it's a tzayrich avayda, and the Gemara shakli v'tari b'zeh. Till the Gemara fears ice with the brisa, big tashima, big dekuna yetzen le medina aser, uve mikdash bein b'shas avayda, bein shloi b'shas avayda mutter, neshe big dekuna nit nolanespen. That's what we have at Girsan Gemara. So Rashi says that the reason why you can't go out le medina with the big dekuna, Rashi says, it's shenayig bem derechayil. Because that's mamish looks, that's a zulzul b'zayin to the big dekuna. But to wear it in the base of Mikdash, you're allowed to wear it bein b'shas avayda, bein shloi b'shas avayda. So Rashi's learning l'shitasai, that the maskanis of the Gemara there is the same as the Gemara here. The big dekun is nitnu lehanis men. And Agamar explains, because l'nit neter l'malachay asharis. And the pshat is that once you find the din of l'nit neter l'malachay asharis, so male, that's a heter to wear the begadim whenever you want. And that the Brisa says you can't go out to Medina with the begadim, Rashi says, shenayig ben derechayil, that's tam a bezayin, a zuzel to the begadim. But Taisus, I'm not sure if he was gerish the full brice like we have it, because Taisus there in Yuma says, "Big dekuni yitzel medina aser, v'chein mashu perik yish mekadosh our gemara that fila bazara aser lechachilu loiv shem shaloi letzarech avoda, the kama big dekuni ain ben meila lefishnit neter lemalchei asharis, pirish yuchul izara lesiyam yanach avoda. It doesn't have meila because of that. Umash mahalachachilu loiv shem aser the bezev shel izara." So Taisus is clear learning, there's no heter to wear the begadim shalei b'shas avayda. There's no heter for that. It's only once you put on the begadim etzarech avayda, you don't have to remove them right away. But whenever you could remove them, you have to remove them, and you certainly can't wear them mechachila even b'mikdash, even though there's no me'ila. So the Gemara is only saying that there's no me'ila. But it's not telling you a heter to be leivish them b'chlal. So al kapanim, this machlekes Rashi and Taisus is the machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Yuma. What was the maskana segemara? That Rashi learns the maskana segemara was that there is a heter to wear them, and a yetzel medina is asa stamos derechayil. And Taisus seems to learn the maskana is that there's no heter to wear them, and that you can wear them shleib b'shas avayd is only aslanin neter l'malchei asharis. Rambam is mashm like Rashi says stam a heter to wear them shleib b'shas avayd. So we have one pshat that the pshat is that there is no heter to be nene from big dekuna. It's just that there's no me'ila because l'nit neter l'malchei asharis. And like the Ritva explains, there had to be a leiv bezdin masna to mefkiyah for me'ila, because otherwise they're always going to be male b'shegig, and male, they always have to bring a carbon. So obviously there's a leiv bezdin masna to mefkiyah from the din me'ila. And once the din me'ila is mufka, it's mufka mekal v'kal, we're not mechalik between someone who is male because he couldn't take the begadim quickly enough or other reasons why he's male. It doesn't work that way, it doesn't work l'chatzon. And we have a pshat in Rashi lechachil, it is a heter. Now the Pnei Yeshua is medayik in Rashi. The Rashi says, Kol zman shiruyim la'avayda ein me'ila b'shigagasan. Hilcha shalakach huktishu metchila lehonis ben shaygin rakshle yischavan lechalulon. He wants to say that the pshat is, as long as you're not mischavan lechalulon, then you could be nene from them in any type of anah. And that's why there's no me'ila, even in our case, where he's not wearing them, he's just giving them to Isha for Kedusha, but there's no me'ila. He's not neschaven l'chalon, so me'ila doesn't pass the parish of me'ila by Big Dekuna. So lefize, you let have another hanois in Big Dekuna. But the Rambam is mashma, all you could do is be loivish them. The head of an in the Torah Malchei Asheris gives you a head to be loivish to Big Dekuna, Shleibish HaSaveda. But other hanois would be Aser. So why is it no me'ila in our case? He's being mekadosh and ish with them. He's not being leivish them. He's mekadosh and ish with them. Why should that be considered me'ila? So the Ritva in Yuma says, and it's a Taisi Shanim there, at least it's mashma to me this vart, that v'bal there is a heter to be nene from them, so it doesn't have the din of kachi shemayim. Just like you find kachim kalim, it's not called kachi Hashem, and me'ila is no me'ila by kachim kalim, who are them my big de kuna? The bounty could be nene from them, al kaponim, to wear them shlei b'shas avayda, even if he can't do any other anah from them, just wear them. But since there's a heter to wear them, the male they're not called katshe Hashem anymore, male it is no me'ila. So kundes, I see three pshatim in our Gemara. Taisis, Taisin Kedushin, Taisin Kedushin Samach Vav later, Taisin Yumad Af Samach Tes, learns that the, and the Ritva over here, I think learns that way, they learn that there is an Isser Anah by Big De Kuna. But since Lenin, the Terla Malchai Asher is a male, there can't be a Me'ila B'Shegig, because otherwise it'd always be male. So male, it's Afkah from the Din Me'ila, and like the Ritva says, once it's Afkah from the Din Me'ila, it's Afkah from any type of Me'ila Shaykh. But there's no Heter Anah. Big Day Kuna Nitnil Anislan is just the small anah that you need that you can't take it off right away. But there's no other heter anah by Big Day Kuna. There's just the afkar from the Din Me'ila. The Rambam, and this is how Rashi learns that there is heter anah, but the Rambam's mashma is only a heter to be loivish, the Big Day Kuna shloivish as avoda. Rashi's mashma all anah is mutter, so mel's b'chal not chayach mila, as long as you're not miskavan l'chal, that's how the Pnei Yeshua is medayik in Rashi. And the Rambam is mashma just that no of levisha shloi b'shas avayda is mutter. So why isn't there me'ila? Because since that anah is mutter, so already it doesn't have the same chaymer of the kedusha. It doesn't have the chaymer of katshe Hashem and me'ila. It is no me'ila. That's the pshat. Now one more nekuda. Taisus asks Akasha that if we're talking about big day kuna is kedusha saguf. There's two types of hektish. There's kedusha's damim, which is hektish for the money. The hektish doesn't actually use the actual thing. It just has the money of it. Yemakdish lebeda kabayis. And there's kedusha saguf, like a carbon or a klisharis, that's kedusha saguf, where the hektish uses the actual thing. So the Gemara Me'ila says, and this is discussed later in Dafnan Hay, the next blot, that by kedusha saguf there's a din that yesh mayil achamayil. Ein mayil achamayil ela b'kedusha saguf. In other words, by kedusha's damim, once someone does Me'ila, it goes out l'chulin. No matter what, Me'ila goes out l'chulin. The male is not shaykh for someone to do Me'ila after someone already did Me'ila, because when the first one did Me'ila by Kedusha's Damim, it goes out l'chumen. And by Kedusha's Aguf, like a carbon or whatever it is, if somebody's nene from a carbon, he rides on a carbon, or a klisharis, he takes the kalim that is used for a klisharis for the Zrikas Adamu Kedayim, and he uses it for himself. So there, it doesn't go out l'chumen. Kedusha's Aguf never goes out l'chumen, even on Yedei Me'ila. There's a din Me'ila without it going out l'chumen, and Me'ila, someone else can be male also. So, fact, Taisus, so Ibezai, what's up, Shan Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda says that Kasnes Kahuna, Bishagig, it is Kiddush, and also Rabbi Meir says, Bemezit, it's Kiddush. Lachari, the whole concept of Me'ila taking it out Lechulin is only by Kedusha's Damim. Big Day Kun is Kedusha's Aguf. Kedusha's Aguf, there's no din that Me'ila's might see Lechulin altogether. So, emphasizes that Teretz, that we're discussing here. Big Day Kuna Shalay Nischanchu. Big Day Kuna that they didn't do the chinuch on the Big Day Kuna. It says Avidasim Mechanchasan. The Big Day, the begadim don't get Kedusha's Big Day Kuna until it was actually used. Avidasim Mechanchasan. When the Kayin puts on the Big Day Kuna and does Avaydu with it, that's when it gets the chinuch, that's when it becomes Big Day Kuna. So that's when we get Kedusha Saguf. Here we're talking about that he's Mekadish and Ishu a Big Day Kuna that was never Nischanach. It was never used for that Veda, so it didn't get a Din Kedusha Saguf yet. Vilach Leinen in Taisus, that the discussion of Me'ila by Big Day Kuna, like the Gemara says, the Gemara is saying that Big Day Kuna doesn't have Me'ila because the Nitna Tar L'malchei Asharis, and the Gemara explains that by Balu, once it's worn out, so it's not to be used for Big Day Kuna anymore, so it would have Me'ila. That would, of course, apply even by Nischanchu, because there's Me'ila by Kedusha Saguf also. It's specifically the Mishnah. The Mishnah, Rav wanted, that's in the Mishnah by Kasnas Kahuna. And the Yisayda Dover Rav Meir is that B'Shegig is like Kiddush because there's no Me'ila by Big Day Kuna, Akapana B'Shegig. And Rav Yudah holds there is. That whole discussion is only by Big Day Kuna, Shalai Nischanchu. The Etzim discussion of Me'ila, the Gemara's discussion that there's no Me'ila by Big Day Kuna, because in the Torah Malchei Asharis and the Gemara's discussion of Ebola, there is Me'ila, that would apply even by Nischanchu. But the Mishnah that says Kedushim would work because there is Me'ila, or Kedushim would not work because there's no Me'ila, that would only apply by Nischanchu if it's by Lai Nischanchu. If it's Nischanchu, then It was Kedushas Aguf. It won't go out Lechuan because of the Mila anyway. But the Ridvan the Ramban say, Galaldigi Yisayt, the Ridvan the Ramban say that Dafka a carbon or a klisharis, which is actually used for the Avodah, that has a din of Kedushas Aguf, and therefore it's not Mila is not Meitziyat. Now, Shagim Big De Kuna, since it's just Machshir the Kayin for the Avodah, but you don't use the Big De Kuna itself as an Avodah, so male the Big De Kuna have a din of Kedushas Damim, like Abi Mila, and the Mila would be able to be Mechal the Kedusha of Big De Kuna. That's like the Dvan the Ramban of Al Degiya Sait. So there's a Mishnah Lamelech, it's in Periches of Hilchis Klei Mikdash Shalacha Dalin, that brings down this Ridva, and he asks the Kasha if that's true, that the Big De Kuna do not have a din of Kedushas Aguf, well, the din is by Kedushas Damim, you could be paid it. Anything that's just Kedushas Damim, you could be paid it. If you want, Hekdesh could be paid it, be Mechal the Kedusha on money, and be able to use the thing. Kedushas Aguf, you can't be paid it. So the Rambam says, what do you do with Big De Kuna after it gets worn out? The Rambam says that the Big De Kain Gadol, you just put in Gnizi, you put in Sheamus, you gain is them, you can't do anything with them. But Shein Kain, the Big Day Kain had it, there you use them for wicks, you use them for wicks for the Menorah. That's what the Rambam says. So Frank the Mishnah Lamelech, if you're going to say that the Big Day Kuna only have a din of Kedushas Damim, so you should be able to be paid to them. Why do you have to put them in Gniza? Why do you have to be gain is them? You should be able to be paid to them in Michal the Kedusha on money. Maybe buy a new Big Day Kuna with this money. Why would you have to be gainis them? From the fact you have to be gainis them is a raya that's kedushas aguf and doesn't have a pidyon. If you're going to say it's kedushas damim because you don't use it for an aveda itself, like the Dvar and the Ramban say, it's only a hechsher to the aveda. So why would you be gainis them? You should be able to be paid to them. So the Shara Melech, it's an ilchus mila perik vav alochi yadal. He says the parsha of teis for the Mishnah Lamelech kasha. It's a gzeris akasa v'hinicham sham. The Gemara says v'hinicham sham tells you that it needs geniza. And the Rambam brings that pasuk. But Kinnir, the Mishnah Lamelech, understood the pasuk is just telling you that you can't use these begadim when you wear the begadim 1 year for Yom Kippur. V'nicham Sham tells you that you can't use them for the next Yom Kippur. There's a din. You only could use each big day Kayin Gadol for that Yom Kippur. You can only use that Yom Kippur. There's din V'nicham Sham. You have to be going as you can't use them for the next Yom Kippur. Or other halachas you learn after V'nicham Sham. But if you could be paid to them, V'nicham Sham is not going to tell you that you can't be paid to them. That's Mestam had a Mishnah Lamelech learned up. But the Shara Melech said, no, there's a din. When Big De Kuna get Balu, when Big De Kuna finished, there's a din V'nicham Sham, there's a din Gniza, that tells you you can't be paid to them. That's in the half Kedushas Dam. The Mashal Yidvan, their band say they can go out L'chu and Ayidei Me'ilah, because it's only Kedushas Dam, it's not Kedushas Aguf. But there's a Xeris Akasa V'nicham Sham that tells you that you can't be paid to them. Famous, I saw the Rishash that's brought in the Sefer Likudim there, and the Rambam Maduris Frankel. He says, stop. He says, Famous, you could be paid to them, but what are you going to do with the Begadim? Someone else will wear them. It's not covered that someone should wear the Big De Kuna even after you paid to them. The mainly you're going to them. That's what the Rishash says. But I saw a Gevaldik Pshat, there you say this to Gevaldik from the Chemdes Yisrael, from Ramei Adam Platsky. It's in Chelik Beis at the end of Simon Beis. That he wants to make a chilik between Big De Kayin Hedit and Big De Kayin Gadol. That Big De Kayin Hedit, they don't have Kedushas Aguf. Because the whole point of Big De Kayin Hedit is just to be Machshir the Kayin Hedit for the Avodah, and the male, they don't have Kedushas Aguf. Mashengen, Big De Kayin Gadol, the Big De Kayin Gadol is, the Etzim Levishas Big De Kayin Gadol is a din be'etzim, not just for Heksha for Avodah, and the male, that's why Big De Kayin Gadol do have a din of Kedushas Aguf. And he's mitzayin to the Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. There is a machlokes Rambam and Ramban if Levishas Big De Kuna is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam is meina Levishas Big De Kuna as a mitzvah sasei deraisa. The Ramban is masik. He says it's not. There's no mitzvah be'etzim to wear the begadim. The mitzvah is to do the avodah. Yeah, the only way to do the avodah is by wearing the begadim. But there's no mitzvah to wear the begadim. The mitzvah is just to do the avodah. So I understand that the Chemdes Yisrael wants to say, but if the Rambam that there's a mitzvah be'etzim to wear the begadim, so that's why they have Kedushas Aguf. There's a mitzvah to wear the begadim. Now the Chemdes Yisrael here is being mechalik between Kayin Gadol and Kayin Hedyot. The Rambam is granted not mashma chilik. The Rambam is mashma even the Big Day Kayin Hedyot is part of the mitzvah of wearing the begadim. But the Chassid Shaul is saying that there's a chilik between the Kayin Gadol and the Kayin Hanyit. That was Reb Sadi Gayin, it's in Chelek Gimel, Mitzvah Samach Beis. He writes, when he says the mitzvah of wearing Big Dekuna as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, he says the Shmeinah Begadim, the mitzvah of Shmeinah Begadim, of the Kayin Gadol wearing Shmeinah Begadim. Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Brilau, he writes his Gevaldige Grace of Sefer on the Reb Sadi Gayin's Minyan HaMitzvahs, he says, why should it only be by the Kayin Gadol? And what about the Kayin Hedyot? He wants to say it's Lav Dafka. He means the Kayin Hedyot also. But the Schemnes Yisrael is saying no. He's saying the Kayin Hedyot is only a Hechsher for the Avodah, and that's why the Ridvan and Ramban hold it's Kedushas Damim. But the Big Day Kayin Gadol, there is a mitzvah farzach to wear the Big Day Kayin Gadol. I saw in the Sefer Shmuz Kedushin, he says it's Meduik in the Psukim that way. Because by the Big Day Kayin Gadol, it says, V'osu Big Day Kayin La'ar Nechicha L'chavidu L'sefaris. The point of the Big Day Kayin Gadol, La'ar Nechicha is L'chavidu L'sefaris. And then it says, when it says to make the begadim lebanav, it says also be the kaddish la'arnu lebanav lekachum lechaneli. It says there that the point of the begadim is lechaneli to make them into kahanim. But and it doesn't say lechavadol sefaris. The pshat is this the part. The big day kain gadol is the betzim and mitzvahs I say to wear the big day kain gadol. The kain gadol should have the begadim lechavadol sefaris. The big day kain edyot is managed to hechsher for avoda. So mail, it's very good. Why? The Big Day Kayin Hedyot, that's Kedushas Damim. Because it's not a bet, it's not bad, you know, not bad to doing an Aveda with it. But the Big Day Kayin Gadol, that's Be'etzim called an Aveda, that would be Kedushas Aguf. This is a Teretz that's so for a Meir Damplatsky Geshmaka Teretz. And now let's go a little weiter. The Gemara says, Tashima, Kosna is Kuna Shabalu Mailam Behem, Divi Rabbi Meir. If the Kosna is Kuna are worn out, you do Mila, it's still Shayach Mila after they're worn out. My love, a filoloi bolu. Isn't the Brisa saying bolu as a chiddush? That really there's me'ila even by loy bolu. But the reason why it says bolu is a rebusa, that even though it's bolu, you can't use it for big dekun anymore. Still, there's a din me'ila. So that's a raya that there's a din me'ila even before. Not like what Rav said, that there's no me'ila because of lenin et hel amal chayasharis. So the Brisa says loy. Bolu dafka. Only when it's worn out, there's no din that you can be nene anymore. Because the whole din to be nene from the Big Day Kuna is because it starts from the din of the Nidna Terla Malachi Asharis. Say if you learn that makes a heter in Gansin. Say if you learn that just makes a afka of the din me'ila, but it's only because you have the din of Nidna Lohanis men, also Nidna Terla Malachi Asharis. But once it's Balu, it's not Aymed for Levish anymore. So you lose the heter of Lenin Natera Lamalach Yesharis, and now there is a din me'ila after its balu. That's the Gemara. Now there's a Mishnah Lamalach, Perikei Elchus Mila Lachi Yedalit, that asks a question on this whole din. How could it be that Big Day Kunish Abalu is, there is a din me'ila? There's a din, Kol Shen Nasa Mitzvah Sayem Bei Mishum Me'ila. If you have something which is Kaddish to do a mitzvah, once you finish the mitzvah, there's no meal anymore. That's why, let's say, the blood of the carbon, after it's nizrak, it's already nasim, it's mas, and there's no more meila. That's in the ashes of the carbon, also there'll be no more meila. But the Gemara says, Chumas Hadesh, and as Exeris Akasa Venicham Sham, that it still has a din meila, even afterwards. The Gemara says, Chumas Hadesh, and Big Day Kayin Gadol of Yom Kippurim, there also says, Venicham Sham, that it needs Geniza. And that teaches you, even though it's nasa mitzvasai, it still has a din me'ila. But everything else, ein loch davish and nasa mitzvasai ma'ilamem, the Gemara says, kam makaymis and shas. So, fact the Mishnah Lamelech, so how come you don't say by big dekun also? You already did the mitzvah, already used the big dekun, it's one hand already, it's balu. Shemi nasa mitzvasai, it should be ma'ilamem. ein ma'ilamem. It should lose its din me'ila. What's pshat in the Gemara? So the emphasis is by Big Day Kayin Gadol, Fakir, the Gemara says that there's an exception to the rule. V'nicham Sham teaches you that needs Geniza, that there is a din meal, even though it's Nasa Mitzvasei. But the Mishnah Malach is bond that V'nicham Sham is Dafka din by Big Day Kayin Gadol, not a din by Big Day Kayin Hedyot. So many Achareinim discuss this Shaila, but the emphasis is already the Me'imi and the Shita Leinoidel and me both bring the Shaila. The Rishainim already discussed the Shaila. They both ask this Kasha. He's Mechavim to the Kasha of the Rishainim. And the Shita Leid Lemi says two Terutzim. The first Terutz, which the Miri Yosef says, he says it b'shem the Raivin, is that Big Day Kayin Head, you learn from Big Day Kayin Gadol. Just like there's a din Big Day Kayin Gadol, is no Ptur of Nasa Mitzvah, so that you learn from Gzeris Kasev and Nichem Sham. It's Big Day Kayin Head, you learn that from Big Day Kayin Gadol. Even though you can't learn anything else out from it, because the Shnei Suvan Abon Kecha, the Gemara says, Big Day Kayin Gadol and Egla Rufa. But Big Day Kayin Head, you could learn from Big Day Kayin Gadol. So really, it's Nasa Mitzvah, so it's Gzeris Kasev, it's still Me'ilah. The Shita Leid Lemi says another Teretz. That Nasa Mitzvah is when the mitzvah is gone. This was meant for a one-time mitzvah, and the mitzvah is gone, and now it's fulfilled its function. Carbon. After the carbon is brought, that's Nasa Mitzvah. But Bing De Kuna Be'atzim, you can still use them. They just worn out. There's something went wrong with them, that now they're worn out. It's not the pshat that the mitzvah was done already, and that's why you can't use it anymore. There's still a mitzvah to do. You still can wear Big Day Kuna and be Ivan. This Big Day Kuna won out. Something wrong happened to them. That's not called Nasa Mitzvah. The Achrayna that I'm Mechavim to this Teretz, the Meisah comes in the Sheet of Lenei Dulemi. Now, Navi Ezri of Shachas Akasha, the Kvar Kodmai, the Karen Oira, in Me'ilah Daf Yates, that never mind Nasa Mitzvah. Well, there you could say this to these Teretz, that it was a Nasa Mitzvah, the mitzvah's still there. It's just, now you can't use it for a mitzvah. But there's another din. Kachim Shemesu, it says, is Mafkia Midei Me'ilah. If you have a carbon that dies, it was never an Asa Mitzvah, say, but there's no Me'ilah. Why not? Because Me'ilah is only if Hektish could do something with it. If there's no Tzayuch Kavaya B'chalal, there's no Me'ilah. Se'enach and Ami, there's no din of Nasa Mitzvah, say, but Tepik Le'atz Kachim Shemesu, there's no Tzayuch Kavaya anymore with this Big Day Kuna Shabalu. They already won out. There's no Tzarek Havai anymore with it. It's like we said, Kvar Kodmai the Karen Ayrin Me'ilah Daf Yates. And he wants to say Yisayin, he was trying to say Yisayin, that these things, Kli Sharis and Big Day Kuna and that, even though it has Tushas Aguf, but once you can't use it anymore, it loses its Tushas Aguf, you could be paid it. It's Tushas Damim. And Ayah B'Zayit's Kedushas Damim, so then you don't say there's no Tzarech Gevaya, because you could be paid it. Hektish can make money from it. A Kachim Shemesus Kedushas Aguf never becomes Kedushas Damim, so Mel is no Tzarech Gevaya, there's no Me'ilah. Masheng in a Kli Sharis, a Big Dekuna, he wanted a Taina, even though it's Kedushas Aguf before, but once he can't use it anymore, it loses its thing Kedushas Aguf and becomes Kedushas Damim. And now that Sushi's dumb him, so Bezin has a Tzarek Havayah, could be paid it, they could sell it. But we spoke about this before. In the Ramam, it's Mavur that there is no Din Pidyon. He says it's a Din Gnizah, you have to be Gainizit. There is no Din Pidyon. As the Karen Ayah was aiming on it. Not like his Yisayt. Vaishas is still as a Kedushas Aguf. So tying it to Karen Ayah, there could be the Pshat, as the Gemara says, they used to use the old Kasnais, the worn-out Ksainis, the worn-out Big Dekunis, use it for wicks for the Menorah. And some of them that use for the Simchas Beis HaSheva. So that's called the Tzarek Havaya. Since they could use it for the wicks, that's called the Tzarek Havaya. Agav, the Sefer HaMakna says that for a Teretz on the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha of Nasa Mitzvasan. He says Nasa Mitzvasan is when you don't have anything else to do with it. Here, it's not Nasa Mitzvasan because you makdish it for two things. Kol Zman, it didn't wear out, to use it for Big Dekun, and afterwards use it for wicks, for the Menorah. So it's not Nasa Mitzvasan. The Karen Ayah wants to say this teretz to take care of the problem of Kachim Shemesu. Snapshot, there's no Tzarech Gevaya. You can still use it for wicks. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri says, two Geshmaka Terutzim. One teretz he says is that Balu, it says Balu, it doesn't say Nikru, it says Balu, worn out. If it was ripped and you can't do anything with it, it's possible to wear. It's possible to wear. Nechanam, it could be there won't be a Dimi'ila. Could be it's like Kachim Shemesu has no Tzarech Gevaya. But Balu, but the Evid is good. In the Evid, if you use a worn-out Begad Kuna, it's good. L'chadchili, you're not going to wear it. So l'chadchili, no one's going to use it. But it's not like Kachim Shemesu, which has absolutely no Ishtamshus. Even with the Evid, it's no good. Since with the Evid, the Avaida is Kasha with Kasha Shabalu, so it still has considered, has a Tzarek Avaya, and Melu still have Mila, it's not the same as Kachim Shemesu. That's one Teretz. Now, if Shach says the second Teretz, that the whole Kasha is not so shver. Kachim Shemesu, there never was a Tzarek Avaya done with it. Kachim Shemesu never was done a Tzarek Avaya with it. And Mela, it doesn't have Me'ilah. Mashenkein, if something was done the Tzarek Avaya, So even if there's no longer any Tzarech Havayah, but since there was a Tzarech Havayah originally, Hekdesh used it, that gives it a Kedusha, that gives it a Milah forever, even when there's no longer a Tzarech Havayah to it. That's what he wants to say, you cite. So you don't have Nasa Mitzvah son, because the Pshat is, it wasn't a mitzvah that was done, that's gone. The Pshat is, he still really could do a mitzvah, Zechsarin in the Keli. But you don't have Kachim Shemesu, because since the Maisi, you didn't have Vaidu with it all this time, it just now was Balu, so even though it no longer has a Tzarech Havayah, but had a Tzarech Havayah, that also could give it a Din Mihila. That's Taina of Shach and Avi Hesri. And now one more Inyan I want to discuss on this blot, Negei to Amid Beis. The Gemara in Amid Beis starts off, Amr Ula Mishmeder HaPada, Amr Ha'ir HaMeir HaKdish HaMezid Mischal B'Shayin Gei Mischal. That was the first shot we said in Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, if you decide B'Mezid to take HaKdish out, and make it chulin, that then you could do that. And it becomes eis hektish. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, he holds only if there's a parish of Me'ilah, which is Shegig, you can make it eis hektish. Rabbi holds no, b'mezid mischal. But b'shegig is not mischal. Why? Because since it's a tais, you never would have done it. Me'mail, the whole mekach is chayzer, the kedushin is chayzer, the mecher is chayzer. It's a tais, it's not mischal. So the Gemara first said, v'li'amu b'shegig mischal al inyan karbin b'lvat. So what's the pshat b'shegig mischal? It's only linyan karbin. You only say b'shegig mischal that you have to bring a karbin for being mitzi at l'chulim b'shegig. So the Gemara says, kasha v'chemiachad ein mischal karbin b'may mechayev. If it's not mischal, how can you be chayev a karbin? That's not meal altogether. It never was mischal. Ela kiyaser ravin, parish mishmei demar pada, oimer hayer mei hektish emeizim mischal b'shegig ein mischal, v'om b'shegig mischal inyan achila b'vat. And the pshat is the whole din me'ilah is when you eat it. When you eat it, when you have a noah from it, that's me'ilah. There, b'shegig is mischal. There, it's chal din me'ilah. You had a noah from it. It doesn't matter that it was a tois. Ma'maisi had a noah. Ma'maisi you took from hektish. Ma'maisi you took a noah from hektish. You took it b'shegig. There's a din me'ilah. That makes a chil on the hektish. Ma'shegig, when you might see the hektish, you spend it. You give it to someone. You pay a loan with it. You buy something with it. You makadish an isha with it. All these things, since you didn't know it was hektish, had you known it was hektish, you wouldn't do it. It's a tais, and memela doesn't go out lechulin, and memela is no din mihula. So the Shara Melech, it's an Ilchus Mila Perek Vav Alacha Hei, asks a kasha from this Gemara on the Rambam there. We said before that Kedusha's Damim, Kedusha's Bedek HaBayis could go out with mila, could go out lechulin with mila. Kedusha's Aguf cannot go out with mila. If you mail with Kedusha's Aguf with a carbon or a klisharis, it does not go out with Mi'ilah. It does not go l'chulin. Now, there's two ways you could do Mi'ilah, like we're discussing. There's a way that you nene from it, you ate it, you had a noah from it, you consumed it, ayideh ha-noah. That's one way of doing Mi'ilah. And there's another way of doing Mi'ilah by spending about being mitzi at l'chulin. So the Rambam says a chiddush. The Rambam says, let's say you have something that's kedushas aguf. Let's say you have a carbon, you have an oilah. And you don't know that it's, you forget that it's an oilah, you don't know that it's hektish. And you sell the oil to somebody, it doesn't go out l'chulin. Zok the Rambam Yemayel. If you sell it to your friend, and he sells it to his friend, and he sells it to his friend, and he sells it to his friend, it doesn't go out l'chulin, even though we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, that when you might see it b'shegig, it goes out l'chulin, but by Kedushas Aguf, it doesn't go out l'chulin. It's an oil, it's only by Kedushas Damim. But Zok the Rambam, so everyone's chayiv in me'ilah. By Kedushas Damim, ain't mayel acha mayel, like we said. If you give away something of Kedushas Damim, you get Me'ilah, and now it becomes Chulin, so now the other one gives it away, he doesn't get Me'ilah. He does not Chayiv Me'ilah. Mashenki, Kedushas Aguf, they're all Chayiv Me'ilah. Hazak the Shara Melech, from this Gemara, I would say that it's not Shaykh Bechlal Me'ilah by Kedushas Aguf unless you nene from it, unless you eat it, or you ride the carbon, or whatever it is. But the Gemara here is Mavur, that if it's not Yaitse L'chulin, there's no Me'ilah. The Gemara asks Akasha, how could you possibly say this Me'ilah? The Gemara says, B'shegig, it's not Mischal. V'li'amru B'shegig Mischal inyan karbin b'vat. So the Gemara says, V'chemi'ach Hashem Mischal karbin b'may mechayev. So Kumdais, the Gemara is saying that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and when you might see something l'chulin, it goes out l'chulin, even b'shegig, so then you chayev the karbin from being might see l'chulin. Mashegig, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, and you might see something l'chulin b'shegig, it doesn't go out l'chulin. So then you can't be chayiv a carbon me'ilah. Because if it didn't go out l'chulin, you can't be chayiv a carbon me'ilah. Memela the Gemara says me'ilah is only when you eat it. So Kedusha Saguf, a carbon, L'chul Yama doesn't go out L'chulin. That's what the Rambam is saying, it doesn't go out L'chulin. And still the Rambam says, Yechayev a carbon Meila. Has a shim with Agamar. Agamar is Mavur, that if it doesn't go out L'chulin, you're not Chayev a carbon Meila, unless you eat and have enough from it. And Ashar Melech says that the Rambam's Mekar is a Tesefta. There's a Mefurish Tesefta that says, it's in Meila, Perek Beis Alach Aleph, Tesis brings it above Metziah, Daf Tzadik Testament Aleph, by Eila, it says. But has it shtim with Agamara? Agamara names on that if it doesn't go out l'chulin, karba b'mam b'chayiv, as they affect the Sharem Melech HaKasha. So I have three turitzim on this kasha, one from Rabbi Chana Vassaman and Kaivitz Aris, and another two from Rabbi Chaim Eizer and Achiezer. Rabbi Chana's teretz is like this. Eilam, you see from the Gemara, from the Tesefta and from the Rambam, that the mice of being mitzi l'chulin is enough to mechayiv you a karba me'ila, even if it didn't go out l'chulin. The mice of being mitzi l'chulin is the me'ila. Makdusha is damen, since it's me'ila, goes out l'chulin. Makdusha guf, it doesn't go out l'chulin. Makdusha guf doesn't go out l'chulin ayde me'ila. But the sign of what is the me'ila is not that it goes out l'chulin. It's your mice that you did of being mitzi l'chulin. That's what makes the me'ila. So what's pshat nagamara that b'shegig you can't be? B'sheigig, since it doesn't go out l'chulin, b'mayim mechayiv. Taina Rabbi Chanan, in Agamara, the reason why it's not going out l'chulin is not because it can't go out l'chulin. The reason is because it's a tais. The reason is you don't consider this a yitzah. If it would be a yitzah, it would go out l'chulin. B'meiz it goes out l'chulin. But since it's a tais, so in Mela we cancel the whole transaction, and he never was made tzit l'chulin. I mean, if someone would have something that's hektish and he would give it to somebody as a pekudin, he wouldn't give it to give it away. He'd want it to be in another house and he'd put it in someone else's house. He would hand it to someone, he should keep it in his house. That's not a maisa itzal l'chulin. No one holds that's mila. Mila is when you're spending it, when you're giving it to someone, that it should be his. So, Dr. B'chanan, in the Tesefta state, in the Rambam state, that the maisa of giving it over to someone, that it should be his, that is a maisa mila, on that you chayev a karb mila, even if it doesn't go out l'chulin. But in Agamara, the reason why it doesn't go out l'chulin is because it's a tais. If it's a tais, the pshat is a chasan in the maisa itzah. You never will might see it. Just like you're saying the kedushin is not chal, the mech is not chal, it's a tais, it's chayzer, the whole transaction is batul. In them state, it's not a maisa itzah b'chlal. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Avad et shayach, that something shouldn't go out l'chulin and still you should be chayav a carbon because you made a maisa itzah. But here, why didn't it go out l'chulin? Not because it can't go out l'chulin like by a carbon of Kedushas Aguf. Here it could go out l'chulin. It can't go out l'chulin because it's a tais. It can't go out l'chulin because you never might see it l'chulin because the tais is not considered that you did it. Aybazai, that also should be a ptur in the carbon. That also should be a ptur in the carbon. That should tell you that there was never even a maisa itzah and that parted you from a carb mila. That's a b'chanan's pshat, a geshmak is svar. It's not so meduyik in the Gemara. The Gemara is mashma, you need the pearl that you go out. According to b'chanan, all you need is that you did a maisa itzah. And what it means is, since it didn't go out l'chulin in dem state, it wasn't a maisa itzah, so mela, it shouldn't be chayav a carbon. But that's your b'chanan's teretz. And b'chayim eizer, it's in chelek bey sim mem zayin eiz dalet and eiz hey, he says two terutzim in achi eizer. First teretz, he wants to say, Gevaldig Yisayin, that there's a chilek in the din me'ila between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf. And he buys his Yisayin on a Nesivus. The Nesivus is bothered by Akash and Nesivus and Simuchav Chesiv Katan Beis. There's a Gemara Psachim that says, if you have Hektish, if Hektish has Chametz B'Pesach, it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, it's not Shayach Me'ila. If someone's Me'il, someone eats Chametz B'Pesach that belongs to Hektish, he doesn't have to bring a Karban Me'ila. Why? Because since it's worthless, Hektish can't own it. He doesn't have to pay back Hektish. Memela is no din me'ila. Even though he was nena. He ate a piece of bread. He was nena. But he wasn't, he didn't steal from Hektish a shavu pruta that there was no mammon in it. In fact, the Nesivas, the Mishnah says in me'ila, I mean in Krisos, the Mishnah says in Krisos in Daf Yud Gimel, Yesh eichel achila achas v'chayev alav chamesh katayis v'ashem echad. And someone who eats nicer and chaylev min a mikdashim, so he's chayef eating chaylev, he's chayef eating nicer, he's chayef eating pickle, the whole Mishnah there. But it says also, yichayev a asham, yichayev a karba me'ila. See, psulim mikdashim mechayev karban mila. In fact, Rabbi Chanan, in fact, the nesivis, but why? Neiser is asabana, just like Chametz Pesach. Neiser is asabana, so Mamela, you didn't steal anything from Ekdish. So what's up, Shat, you should be chayev mila? Zag the nesivis is the difference between the mila of Kedusha's damim and the mila of Kedusha's aguf. The mila of Kedusha's damim, the site is the gzela. The site of the chayev mila is the gzela. You stole from Ekdish. Even when you nene, the yisoid is because the nen is also a gzela. There's a gemara above a kama daf chaf, which is talking about zenen of a zelei chaser. The gemara says that if someone lives in someone's house shaloi midaita, he doesn't have to pay him rent. Zenen of a zelei chaser is pater. In fact, the gemara says, how come if you put a board of hektish under your roof and you live under it, you mechuyiv mi'ila, if zenen of a zelei chaser is pater? So the gemara says, the yisoid, hektish shaloi midas kehedit midas dami. That's like you ask the person told you, if you live there, you're going to have to pay rent, then you don't say Zenem Zalei Chaser. Hektish is always telling you that you have to pay rent, you have to pay for what you're taking. The Gemara is mefurish that even when you're Nena, you're only Chayev Me'ila if Hektish could charge for that Anah. Because the sight of Me'ila by Kedusha's Damim is that you took away from Hektish, that you gazled from Hektish, it's that you took Mom and Hektish away. So Mamela, if it's not worth the Shavu Prut, it's Chametz or Pesach, it's not Chayech Tev V'chiyiv Mamet. Mashenkin Kedusha Sagov, like the case there by the Korban, by the Neisar, there it is Kedusha Sagov. By Kedusha Sagov, the Yisayin is that you were over on the Isser being Nenim in a Hektish. Nothing you do with the Gzela. The Isser of being Nenim in a Hektish is Mechayev HaKapara. It's not else the Gzela's Mamet of Hektish. It's the Isser of Nenim in a Hektish is Mechayev HaKapara. It's really a Taisus Shanim and Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. A lot of Achrayim say that the Nesivus was Mechamim to Taisus Shanim and Krisus Daf Yud Gimel. So Taini Reb Chaim Eizer, Eiba Zoi, Kedusha's Damim did not Shayach a Karb Mil unless it actually went out Lechulin. Because there's no Gzela. The Gzela is either your Nana from Midashavit Prut, that's a Gzela, or you might see it Lechulin, that's a Gzela because the Taka went out Lechulin. Otherwise, the attempt to bring it out Lechulin is Ishkin Gzela Bechlau. Mamela, the Gemara says you can't be high of a carbon. Mashenke by Kedushas Aguf, where the Yisrael is stam, the chepping with the Hektish, the being nenef from Hektish, the being over the Isser Hektish, that's the Meila, so the attempted Eitzah is Eicha Meila. Kedushas Aguf is different than Kedushas Damim. By Kedushas Damim, the Gemara says the Yisrael, that if it won't go out Lechulim Bepayel, there's no Meila, because Kedushas Damim, you need a Gzela. Mashenke Kedushas Aguf, you don't need a Gzela. Mamela, the attempt to take it out of the Rishus is also Achi of Mila. That's the first teretz of Reb Chaim Eizer. And Reb Chaim Eizer says another teretz. It's very geshmak a cheshbon in the sugya. He wants to say that this would be totally in the machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. He wants to say like this. Reb Meir holds hektish b'sheigig is meschal, b'meiz is meschal, b'sheigig is not meschal, and Reb Yehuda holds vaket. What's Reb Shatner Reb Meir? Reb Meir holds like this. The Torah is mechadish a parish of Me'ila. The chi of carbon is dafka by Shegig, but the Isser is even by Mezid. In the parish of Me'ila state that you said, you could steal from Hektish. And that's the Isser of Me'ila. So when you do it by Mezid, so that's stealing from Hektish. It's mischal. When you do it by Shegig, so in Me'ila it's a tais. It's not called the Avera. So in Me'ila it's not mischal. But kumtais lefir of meyer, what is the isser meila? The isser meila is the actual gzela, and that's the pshat why by mezid it's nischal, because otherwise it wouldn't be an isser bechlal. Because the isser by meila is the actual gzela, the fact that you took it away from hektish. So meila by shegig, since it's ayidei tais, the transaction doesn't work, so it doesn't go away from hektish. So meila is no isser meila, so it'll be shayach lefir this teretz. According to Rab Meir, by Kedushas Aguf, where you can't really take it away from Hektish altogether, it wouldn't be Shayach and Issa Me'ila by Kedushas Aguf, only if you nene from it, because then you took that no away from Hektish. But the Etzim Chayfetz you can't take away from Hektish, being Meitzi, it wouldn't be a Me'ila. But that's all according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rab Meir that holds Mezid Meschal, in them state that the Chi of Me'ila is, they actually took it away from Hektish. Mashaken Rabbi Yehuda Tzvaket. B'mezit is not mischal. So what's the issa me'ila b'mezit? The issa me'ila is the attempt. It stays by Hektish, but you tried to take it away from Hektish. The attempt, that's the Issam Ila, that's the Ava Meimer Derachmana. Now, B'Shayik State and Ayadin, that when you chayiv a carbon, in them state, that when the attempt is mechayiv you a carbon, it's Yaitzel Lechulin. Ayadin the chayiv carbon, it's Yaitzel Lechulin. According to Ramei, it's Fakert. It has to be Yaitzel Lechulin in order to mechayiv a carbon. It has to be Yaitzel Lechulin in order to be Ayvid Issam Ila. Mashengen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Issam Ila Ya'iva without. The attempt is what's the Issam Ila. The attempt is what's mechayiv you the carbon. Now, by Kedusha's Dom State Adin, it's the Chi of carbon that makes the Itzal Lechulin. It's not the Itzal Lechulin that makes the Chi of carbon like it is Rameya. Fakir. It's the Chi of carbon that makes the Itzal Lechulin. The attempt makes the Chi of carbon. The Chi of carbon makes the Itzal Lechulin. Ibezai Lefir Rabbi Yehuda. The Me'ila is the attempt. By Kedusha's Agof, the ground doesn't go out Lechulin. But Avadid is Adin Me'ila for the Maisa Itzal. So let's see, come to three terutzim on the Sharam Melech's Kasha. The Sharam Melech's Kasha is, if an Ag Gemara, it says the Yisayin, anytime it doesn't go out l'chul, and it can't be a chi of carbon, so what's the Pshat in their Rambam that says that when you might see an Ayla, when you might see an Ayla l'chul, and it doesn't go out l'chul, but when you spend an Ayla, when you give somebody an Ayla, you give away an Ayla, you chayiv mila, and your friends chayiv mila, even though it doesn't go out l'chul, Ag Gemara says if it doesn't go out l'chul, there's no chi of mila. So Rabbi Chanan says that an avadid attempt can make a chi of mila, but if the whole attempt is a tais and that's why it doesn't work, the mela, that's not called an attempt. That's not called a itzah b'chlal. That's not called a ma'isa itzah. That's why there's no mila. Mashenkin, when you have a ma'isa itzah, just glad it didn't go out l'chulun because du shaguf, the Gemara is not talking about that. That's Rabbi Chanan starts. Rabbi Chaim Meis's first starts is that b'kedusha is dumb and you need a gzela, that's why it has to go out l'chulun in order for it to be a mila. By Kedusha Zaguf, you don't need a Gzela. The Kedusha Zaguf, the Yisayit, is the Yisr. So the, even if it doesn't go out in the Chul, and you over the Yisr, and the Melech is Me'ila. And Mechayim Meisus is a second Teretz, that's good for the Mechleikish of Me'in Rabbi Yehuda. Rameya holds the Yisayit of Me'ila is that you actually took it away from Hekdesh. And that's why B'mezid, it does go away from Hekdesh. And B'shaygig, you need the actual taking away of the Hekdesh in order to be the carbon. Rabbi Yehuda knows, no, the Yisayit of this Me'ila is the attempt to take it away from Hekdesh. So amazing the chayiv, even though it doesn't go away from Hekdesh. B'shoigig, when there is a carbon me'ilah, by Kedushas Damim, then the carbon me'ilah makes the Itzal L'chulin. By Kedushas Aguf, you can have a carbon me'ilah without a Itzal L'chulin. That's what Chaim Meis' second teretz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.